welcome to Heartbeat. This week, I want to talk about how we can build personal prayer into our busy lives. Have you ever said to yourself, I don't have time to pray? I know I have. It's often been a thought that I've had regularly. But I want to encourage you that we can learn how to build prayer into our busy lives. So I'm going to do this in two parts. Today, part one, I'm going to talk about how we can have a dedicated time of prayer in our lives. And then next week, for part two, I want to talk about how we can build habits into our day that can help us have continuous prayer throughout our day. Now, if you're anything like me, life is busy and the day just starts from the get-go. As soon as you wake up, you've got a whole day ahead of you with lots of things planned out for your day. For me, it's waking up in the morning, getting myself ready, getting my daughter Hannah ready for school, feeding her, dropping her to school. And then I run a small business from home. I hire out sumo suits for birthday parties. So it might be taking those to somewhere. It might be cleaning them, invoices. Then before you know it, it's school pickup. Then Hannah's off to physio appointments or speech therapy. Then it's time to get ready for dinner. Then it's time for shower. Then maybe I read a book. If I'm lucky during the day, I might get some exercise in, getting ready for bed myself. And before you know it, it's the end of the day and I get into bed and then I realize, oh, I didn't pray today. So I get out my prayer journal, I get out my Bible and I think, okay, let's give some time to God. And the last bit of my day, which is often not the most, let's say, best quality of my day, is given to God. And I find it hard to fit prayer in. And it's been something that I've been working on for a while now. And the truth is, it is hard. We are busy people. It's hard to fit prayer into our lives. We have so much on, and God wants us to do what we have on. That is where we are holy. That's where God wants us to be when we're living our lives and doing what's before us. So I want to encourage you today, though, that you can fit prayer in. You can do this. Have you ever heard of the saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person? Well, I find that very encouraging because it means that I can fit prayer into my life. Busy and prayer, they go together. And I encourage you that you can do this. I want to encourage us to shift our thinking about prayer. Now, often I've thought about prayer as a job that I need to get done. I've got my list of things I have to do today, and one of those things is prayer. But I think we've got it sometimes the wrong way around. Rather than I've got all my jobs to do and I've got to fit in prayer, rather the way that I live my life should be out of my prayer. That if I'm choosing to be a Christian, I'm choosing to be a person of prayer and I want God in my life. And from that comes the rest of my life. If we can learn to build prayer into our lives, then we can actually begin to live the life that God has called us to. And He will be with us in our busyness. God is a relational God. He wants to connect with us. He wants to be with us in our everyday. He wants to be with us when we're stressed and when we're a bit anxious. He wants to give us peace in that. He wants to be with us when we're going to meetings, when we're at appointments, when we're picking up children from school, when we're caring for other people. He wants to be with us in all of that. And God being with us in all of that starts from our prayer. So I think we need to think about prayer in a different way. It's not about ticking something off my list. And if you're anything like me as a busy person, you have a list and you like to tick things off. But if we shift our thinking about from it being something that we just tick off, and we shift our thinking to prayer being a way of life that I choose to live, it's about making a choice. It's about living my life in such a way that prayer is a part of who I am. It's not a tack on or an add on. It's not something to fit into my timetable. It's about a lifestyle and a way of living where prayer permeates every aspect of my life. Now, I have friends who are very healthy people who love to exercise. They love to do triathlons and Ironmans. I have friends who participate in half Ironmans. And what that means is they will compete in a competition. They will do a 1.9 kilometre swim, a bike ride for 90 kilometres, and then they will finish off by running 21.1 kilometres. And that's just the half Ironman. like the it's double for the full Ironman. And these are people, they just get up in the morning, they do their riding before they go to work, they eat healthy. It's just for them, it's a way of living. And I think we need to shift our thinking about our prayer, that prayer is the way that I live my life. I will pray. Even if I'm a busy person, I will pray. We're trying to do a similar thing, but we're trying to do something that's even more important than doing the Ironman. It's about who I am. It's about me as a Christian, living the life and having a relationship with God that He wants me to have. You know, I've had the blessing and the privilege of growing up in a family who prays. You know, I remember being very, very young, and before bed as a family, we would pray. In bunk beds with my sister, we would have a time of prayer. When we'd go to the shopping centre and we're trying to look for a car park, we would pray for a car park. When we got sick, we prayed. When we had exams, we prayed. Prayer has always been a way of life for me, and that's been a real blessing. I've had amazing parents, I still have amazing parents, who prayer for them is a way of life. It would be very common for me to come home from school and find my dad or my mum sitting at their chair or at mum at the kitchen table praying. It was not uncommon for them to be people of prayer, and they still are, and it permeates the way that they live their life. So I encourage you to find a time in your day to dedicate to prayer. Now, you may have been thinking, oh, I was hoping that because we're talking about how to fit prayer into our busy lives, Emma would say, well, it's okay maybe to miss because we're busy people and God understands that. But I'm going to say no. I challenge you to find a dedicated time in your day, every day, to pray. Why a dedicated time? What does it say to God? When you spend time with God in prayer, you're telling God He's important. You're saying, I want you in my life. And you're saying, I value what you say to me, God. Now, as we spend time in prayer, that's when we can begin to recognize God throughout our day. Because as we've had that time in prayer, God starts to speak to us throughout our day. And as we've built that relationship, we begin to hear Him speaking in our lives. So I want to encourage you to make it a priority. Have a think about right now, what are some of the things in your life that are a priority? Maybe for you it's your work, maybe it's study, it's probably family and friends, maybe it's exercise, maybe it's your children. What are things in your life that are a priority? We need to make prayer as much as a priority as those things in our lives. Now, if you want to catch up with your friends and family, what do? Usually make a date. You send them maybe a text message, give them a call on the phone and you say, hey, do you want to meet at this date, at this time, at this place? Well, why not with God? Why don't we make time and a date to have prayer with God? The next thing I encourage you in making a dedicated time in your day to pray is don't miss. Don't miss. I know that's hard, but just don't miss. If it's a way of life, it's something you do every day. In the same way that you get up to go to work in the morning, well, today I will pray because that's just what I do. That's who I am. I remember as a child, there was a TV show on TV when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and it was called Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. And I loved it. And I never missed. I never missed an episode. It was on every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m., and it was back in the day where you couldn't watch it later. If you missed it, that was it for the week. You missed it. So you were there, ready to go to watch your favourite TV show. I never missed. Other things that I don't miss in my life is I never miss phoning my grandfather on his birthday. I do it every year, nonstop. Every year he picks up the phone, he says, Emma, you never miss, because I've made it priority. I've chosen. I'm not going to miss this. I never miss texting my friends if they're in need. If I know they're in need, I'll text them. I'll send them a message. I'll call them. I never miss going to Mass. I never miss my daily prayer. I never miss Friday night burger night. I always have Friday night burger night. I always get a jam donut when I go to the hospital for an appointment. Now, some of those things are trivial and some of those things are more important in my life, but I never miss them. And if we can do that for small things in our lives that probably don't matter so much, like getting a jam donut, well, then we can do things for important things in our lives, and we can do it with prayer. We can choose, don't miss, never miss. So I encourage you this week to make a dedicated time in your life every day to pray. Make it a priority. Don't miss. And maybe have a think about how you can shift your thinking so that prayer is a part of your daily life, what you do every day, of who you are, than just something that, oh, I need to fit in amongst my timetable, which therefore becomes hard to fit in. So I encourage you to think about that this week. So this has just been part one. And next week, we'll be talking about part two, about how we can build continuous habits into our day to create continuous prayer in our lives. So I look forward to talking with you all again in part two.